Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that can instantly change the personality of a drum and bass track. Rag a vocal texture, not a big lead vocal, not a full chorus. We're talking about voice as color, rhythm, attitude, and groove. The kind of texture that can make a roller feel raw, give a jungle cut that vintage sound system edge, or push a darker tune deeper into the weight zone without crowding the mix. The big idea here is simple. In D&B, vocals often work best as energy markers. They tease a drop, answer a bass line, punctuate a switch up, or add that call and response pressure that makes the track feel alive. So instead of just dropping a vocal on top, we're going to turn it into an instrument. Let's start with the source. You want a vocal that has movement, attitude, and strong consonants. Short ragga phrases work great, but so do shouts, toasting lines, ad-libs, or even a spoken phrase you record yourself. The important thing is that it has rhythm inside the words. Hard consonants, vowel changes, and little natural dynamics are your friends. If you're recording your own vocal, grab two versions if you can. Do one close and dry, and another a little more distant or off-axis. That gives you options later when you build layers. And here's a really useful coach note. Think in vowel zones. The middle of the word is often where the most useful texture lives. The start and end can be great for punctuation, but the juicy body of the sound is usually in those vowel-heavy moments. Now drop the sample into Ableton Live 12 and check the timing. For this kind of texture, we do not need perfect phrasing. We need usable rhythm. If there's tail noise or room tone, don't panic. That can actually become part of the color. Ragga texture is supposed to feel lived in. Next, warp the vocal to the grid, but keep the human bounce. If the sample is longer or pitched, Complex Pro is usually a good place to start. If it's short and transient heavy, Beats Mode can be better. With Beats, try a preserve setting around 1/16 or 1/8 depending on the phrase, and keep the transient control in a range that lets the attack speak clearly. The key here is not to overperfect it. In D&B, the drums already have tons of motion. If the vocal gets too rigid, it can feel pasted on. A little looseness often makes it sit better. You want the consonants aligned enough to lock with a groove, but not so stiff that the phrase loses its human pressure. Now comes one of the most powerful moves in the whole lesson, slicing. Right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the phrase has distinct syllables, use transient slicing. If you want a more controlled pattern, use 1/8 or 1/16 slicing. Ableton will turn that vocal into a playable drum rack, and that changes everything. Now you can trigger the slices like drum hits. You can sequence them, rearrange them, and treat the voice like rhythmic material instead of a linear clip. Keep a few slices that work as attack hits, tails, and phrase endings. A really smart workflow here is to duplicate the rack and make two versions. One can focus on the main rhythm chops. The other can be used for fills and callouts. That keeps your arrangement organized and stops one rack from trying to do too many jobs. Now let's shape the tone. A strong starter chain for the vocal texture is EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter, and then either drum bus or glue compressor depending on how aggressive you want it to feel. Start with EQ8 and clear the low end. High pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, maybe higher, if the vocal is still too heavy. If there's harshness or boxiness, make a careful dip around the low mid or upper mid treble zones. Then use saturator to add density. A few dB of drive can make the vocal feel way more present. If it starts sounding too clean, a little redux before the saturator can give you some older, grittier grain. Keep it subtle. We want texture, not fatigue. Auto filter is where the movement lives. A low pass sweep can make the vocal open and close with the arrangement, and a band pass can give you that narrow, radio-style ragga tone that sits really well in a D&B mix. Then if needed, use drum bus lightly for extra bite. Just remember, this is a mid-range object now, not a full lead vocal. Your job is to sculpt it so it belongs inside the system. Here's where it gets really nice. Split the vocal into two layers. One layer should be the low-mid grime. The other should be the bright cut. The grime layer can be low-passed somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz, with a little saturation or overdrive and maybe a short echo or tiny reverb. Keep it narrow or mono. That gives you body and menace. The bright cut layer should be high-passed around 200 to 400 Hz, maybe with a bit of presence around 6 to 9 kHz if the source supports it. This layer is for articulation and rhythm. You can pan it slightly or give it a subtle width adjustment if it's only acting as a texture accent. This separation is huge in dense D&B. It lets the vocal feel bigger without stepping on the bass. The low layer gives weight. The bright layer gives definition. Now we lock it into the groove. If your drums are using a swing-heavy break, the vocal needs to respect that feel. You can drag a groove from the groove pool onto the chopped clips and use a light amount, maybe 10 to 35% for subtle movement, or more if you're working in a jungle or old-school roller vibe. Don't place every chop perfectly on the grid. Let a few hits lean just a little behind the snare or slightly ahead of the kick. That push-pull is what makes it feel alive. This is also the moment to think in call and response. A classic D&B phrase structure might be dry vocal chops for the first two bars, then a delay throw in bar three, then a filter opening into bar four. That interaction with the drums is what gives the arrangement narrative. The vocal is not just sitting there. It is answering the beat for space. Set up a return track with echo or delay. Keep it rhythmic and controlled. Try 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on the tempo and the role of the phrase. Feedback should usually stay moderate, around 15 to 35%. Filter the delay heavily. Cut the low end hard and tame the top, so the repeats sit behind the groove instead of washing over it. You send automation only on select hits. A delay throw is most powerful when it feels like a deliberate event, not a permanent blur. In D&B, too much delay can smear the drop. If you want to get extra advanced, print the delay return to audio and chop the best echoes into their own FX track. Then you can reverse them, fade them, or place them as fill material. At this point, resampling becomes your secret weapon. Route the vocal texture to a new audio track and record a few bars while you perform filter moves, delay throws, and any pitch or clip automation you've set up. Once it's printed, treat that audio like a custom instrument. Reverse a hit, trim one tightly, pull a tiny pickup into the next snare. Suddenly, the vocal is behaving like a percussion layer. You can also load those resampled chunks into Sampler and play them back like mini instruments. Keep the attack quick. Release short to medium and use the filter envelope carefully. This is one of the best ways to turn a ragga phrase into a repeatable groove tool instead of a one-off effect. Now place it in the arrangement with DJ Logic. Don't run the vocal everywhere. Use it where it adds tension or release. A strong layout might look like this. Intro with filtered vocal chops over filtered drums. Build up with delay throws and opening filters. Drop with short call and response hits. Switch up at bar 17 or 33 with a new vocal angle and an outro that strips it back to a couple of echoes so the track remains mix-friendly. In a 174 BPM roller, for example, you might let the intro carry a high-passed ragga phrase over a break. Then at the drop, mute the long tails and leave only short chopped syllables answering the bass every couple of bars. That creates clear phases in the arrangement, which is exactly what you want in club music. Now let's clean it up and make it sit. Use EQ8 to carve space again if needed. High pass the vocal enough to protect the sub. Cut muddy zones around 250 to 500 HC if the snare starts feeling cloudy, and tame any harshness around 2.5 to 4.5 KHC if it fights the hats or snare crack. If the vocal gets spitey, gentle compression can help. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, with a moderate attack and a release that breathes with the groove, usually works well. The goal is control, not flattening. Check your mix in mono too. If the texture disappears in mono, or the bright layer gets weird, pull it back and simplify. In heavy D&B, mono compatibility is not optional. It's part of the discipline. There are a few common mistakes to watch for. The biggest one is treating the vocal like a full chorus lead. Don't do that here. Chop it. Rhythmically place it. Make it part of the groove. Another mistake is leaving too much low-mid energy in the voice, which just muddies the snare and bass. High-pass more aggressively if needed. Also, avoid over-widening. Keep the core narrow and reserve width for tiny accents. And don't drown it in reverb or delay. Filter those returns hard and use them with intention. Finally, don't quantize every chop into robotic perfection. The D&B loves a little human push-pull. If you want to go darker and heavier, here are a few advanced moves. Pitch the vocal down by a few semitones to turn it into a menace layer under a distorted reese. Use the vocal to answer bass stabs in a strict call and response pattern. Automate a narrow band pass around 500 HE to 2.5 KHC to create tension, then open it back up for impact. Or resample a heavily processed version and keep only the best fragment, because sometimes the printed version sounds more intentional than live processing ever will. You can also get clever with transient-only hits. Tiny consonants, breaths, and word starts can work like percussion layered with shakers or rim shots. And if you want a more synthetic edge, try a subtle vocoder treatment with noise or drums as the carrier. Keep it understated so it still reads as voice. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set a 15-minute timer and build an 8-bar raga texture at 174 BPM. Find one vocal phrase with a few usable syllables. Warp it, slice it, program a short loop, an EQ, saturator, and auto filter, then create a single echo throw at the end of bar 4. Resample it for a few bars, reverse one slice, and place it as a pickup. Finally, check mono and remove any low-mid buildup. If you can make the vocal feel like part of the drum groove, not a separate layer, you're doing it right. So to wrap it up, the whole point of raga vocal texture in DNB is to make the voice function like rhythm, pressure, and color. Use slicing, warping, saturation, filtering, delay, and resampling to turn raw vocal material into something that feels playable and intentional. Keep the low end clean. Automate with purpose. Leave space for the drums. And place your vocal moments where they reinforce the conversation between kick, snare, and bass. Done right, this gives your track instant sound system attitude. Raw, rhythmic, and deadly effective.